everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston. Tonight, I'm joined by the marrow of my bones, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Your dog's trying to make out with me over here, so at least I'm getting some action, right?
That's good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, that's not my dog. It's my girlfriend, all right? Get it right.
Your girlfriend's gotten pretty hairy these past couple of days, man. Oh, and by the way, she is scratching herself.
Yeah, well, that long tongue makes up for it.
Yeah, didn't you tell me it's like an anteater tongue, so yeah. Wonder where it goes.
Can't find that anywhere else.
Yep.
I dare you to.
Hallelujah.
You can't. Yeah, it's been a while, though, because you had to kiss your girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
That's not what happened. I think what happened was Taylor actually had to go party it up in Vegas.
Okay.
That's what happened. You know, playing the Sex in the City slot machine is what Taylor was doing.
Okay.
Hey, man, I won $600.
Good job, Samantha.
I lost it all. Dude, you know who always screwed us over? It wasn't Samantha. It was Miranda. Miranda always screwed us over. God, I hate that redheaded lady.
I don't know who that is. I watched it once.
What do you mean you don't know who that is?
I watched Sex and City once on accident.
How was it by accident?
I don't know. We were in school and I was at a party and there was somebody new. I was like, hey, you know, we're watching this. You want to have a glass of wine and watch this for a little bit? I was like, I guess so. And I was watching Sex and the City at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You sound like Pam from The Office. She watched 28 Days thinking that it was 28 Days Later with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was me watching pornography.
And she is and waiting.
It wasn't pornography. I was waiting for the pornography the whole time. And never
she
showed
was waiting
up.
The whole time for Sandra Bullock to come out and it was just zombies and
tech. Yeah. It's like whenever you confuse On the Road with The Road. It's like, yeah, I was reading The Road, and I was waiting for them to go to San Francisco, and it never happened.
It just didn't happen.
There was just people getting eaten, and nobody ever made any poetry at all.
Man, I feel like in the future, that's going to happen. Eventually, you're going to run out of titles, and everything's just going to mesh together. Nobody's going to ever know exactly what they're watching. It's just going to be randomness. You're going to have to go out pictures. That's what I do.
Yeah, maybe.
Hell, these actors are probably going to start starring. You know what? We should look up movies where actors have starred in the same title of a movie.
I don't know.
You think that's possible? You think somebody's done that before?
Probably. I just got better things to do.
But now you do.
The other iteration of the joke I like is confusing William H. Macy with John Wayne Gacy. It's a man like,
oh
yeah, I love William H. Macy, the clown prince himself.
Dude, William H. Macy's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, everything he's in is wonderful.
Yeah,
why would you,
like
you don't
him.
Ever mix him up with anybody.
With John Wayne Gacy, this clown serial killer. Because their names are close enough, you know?
No. I mean, you know what? I'm not contributing that.
Yeah, it's funny. Or mixing up Lance Armstrong with Neil Armstrong.
Well, that happens all the time. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, these are all funny jokes.
Well, wait. That wasn't a joke. That actually happened.
When did it happen?
What do you mean, when did it happen? Everybody mixes up those two. Whenever they see Neil Armstrong versus Lance Armstrong, everybody mixes them up.
I never have. I never will.
Oh, my God. You just said that people do.
No, I'm
now
just,
you're going
I'm
back
making,
on what you
no,
said.
I'm,
you know what, man? This is why we have been so long and not done a podcast. It's because
it's,
you
that's why it's a,
just
that's,
always...
That's what makes it the
know,
joke.
You know what? I don't want to talk to
We're
you anymore.
We're going off the same
I'm going
joke.
Home. I'm going home.
I think
home.
You've confused yourself here. Have you watched? I miss football. I didn't really realize I missed football at all until I started going through and making my list. And so, if you're unaware for tonight's show, we're doing an award show since the season ended. And we actually recorded this 2 weeks ago. And I finally got around to editing it after a very busy life. So, that's what you're looking forward to tonight. But yeah, I had zero idea how much I missed football until I came up with this list for this show.
Yeah, well, it's because basketball sucks, just like we were talking about before the show. Dude, the NBA is such garbage, only because all they're trying to do is create storylines where nothing is happening. The Warriors are going to win. NBA is so predictable, it's just bad. I mean, who's going to make it to the finals? Let's be realistic. The Philadelphia 76ers versus the Golden State Warriors. Ooh, I'm so excited. Not really. 5 games, Warriors, we're done. Game over.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah. The Bucks are going to win.
Giannis can't do it. He just can't do it.
He can dunk all the time.
Yeah, that's it.
It's pretty fun the Warriors have Cousins now.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, so, we're preparing phase four of the season.
I'm so, like, disgusted with that
team. But Durant's going to New York, so.
And by the way, I'm also tired of, like, reading, oh, look, well, they did it the right way. They built their team, and then Kevin Durant just decided to join them. No, they didn't do it the right way. Doing it the right way is building your team, not building your team and going 73-9 and then adding the second best player in the league and say, oh, I mean, look, we deserve these championships, right? No, you're a team of all-stars. Congrats on teaming up with your best friends and taking the easy way out. Who wants to compete, right? That's why the NFL will always be so much more popular than the NBA. And the ratings are down. Adam Silver is so stupid for allowing it. God, I hate that stupid bald head.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, I miss football. And also, I don't know when I'm going to do it all, like, the summer, because I'm not watching the Texas Rangers at all this year. And so I guess I'm just going to read books.
Dude, in the summertime, it's awful for me. Only because I have no sports to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be me this year, because the Rangers haven't spent any money. They're waiting until they build this new stupid stadium. And so I may, like, I don't know.
Wait, that's a damn lie. You watch college softball.
Yeah, but that's my favorite sport, though.
Yeah, wait. When does that start? When is the tournament for that?
I think it starts in May.
Oh, it starts. Yeah. See, but then you're fine. Haven't you been trying it's to convince like me to drive weeks. To Oklahoma oh, yeah. so we would go and watch the tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing that, Matthew.
Well, I'm trying to talk my brother into it.
Which brother?
Michael. Because he lives in Dallas.
Michael can't do it.
No, I can pick him up and then drive the rest of the way.
All Michael right, will never do it. You know he'll never do it. You want to know why? Because Michael sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Got him.
Shots fired.
He's a very beautiful person, actually.
Gross.
Not as pretty as me, though. So, okay. Antonio Brown, where do you think he's going to go? Where do you want him? Sorry, first tell me where do you want him to go, and then tell me where do you think he's going to go, and then tell me how much you think Le'Veon Bell actually weighs at the moment.
Okay, so I'm complicated. This is actually a complicated matter for me, only because I was never on Antonio Brown's side. Like, never. But listening to actually him coming out and saying, like, certain things that Big Ben has been calling players out, and Big Ben is essentially Aaron Rodgers. And yet guys really have been accused of rape and all this. Sorry to bring this up. But Big Ben really, that was, like, kind of really blown underneath the rug, where let's not say anything too loud about this. He took his suspension for 4 games, but the media won't mention it ever again. I mean, it's just kind of weird, but if Antonio Brown steps out of line, then, oh my God, they can't wait to jump on his back. My hope is he's going to go to a team, even though I hate the douchebag Aaron Rodgers, go to a team like that just so we could see how fun that would be.
So you want him to go to the Colts then?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. But actually, I think he's going to go to the Jets.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. Like, I just think he's going to go to the Jets. I would hope he's going to go to one of those high-flying teams. But no, he's going to go to the Jets, and he's going to be, 80 yards a game. He's going to have, like, 7 catches, 80 yards.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. I think the Steelers are definitely not going to put him where he wants to go.
No, they're going to crap all over
him. So I think he'll go to the Jets or maybe the Bills.
I mean, but Bills you would be fine with. He would have probably one big play a game. But that's it.
Oh, I mean, I would love him there, but I don't think Antonio Brown would love it there.
Antonio Brown doesn't realize what he has, though. That's the one thing about Antonio where no matter what, I can't be on his side. You could say you hate Big Ben all you want, but at least he feeds the ball to everybody. You having a quarterback that feeds the ball that much, it's pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, he threw the ball like 50 times a game last year. The place I want him to go to is Seattle. Like, I would love for him to be in Seattle.
I would not want that at all.
I just want him to run go routes and have Russell Wilson throw those, like, high 45-yard touchdown passes to him.
No, I don't want that.
That's what I want. And the Seahawks do have $50 million in cap space this year, so they could trade for him if they really wanted to.
You know what? I just don't want that because I just feel like that. Just stay in the AFC. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I know that's where you're at.
Just stay at the AFC.
Stay all the way over there.
Yeah, who cares? You don't want to come to the NFC. The NFC is too tough. You saw how great we did in the Super Bowl this year. You just don't want any part of it.
not for...
Unless he wants to come to Dallas. If he wants to come to Dallas, by all means, my man.
I don't know what the C stands for, but not for something for Antonio Brown.
Wait, what's the C?
I don't know. You said don't come to the NFC, so it's like, yeah, not for...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Catchers.
God. Yeah. Matt. That's come on, that was terrible.
I couldn't think of the list C part.
Man, it's been this long. You haven't been able to tell some good joke because it's been 2 weeks. And you know what? That's my fault. I'm sorry, man.
Well, I'm also very, like, spiritual right now.
Oh, my God. I'm going home.
I'm tan. My face is peeling.
Why do you have to say that you're tan? I didn't even notice that you're tan, and you told me that you were tan when I walked in. You go, hey, Taylor, look, I'm peeling. Who cares?
I'm very spiritual. Who cares? I'm spiritual right now.
You just want, like, somebody to compliment you right now. That's all you want.
No, I don't want a compliment. I do have a BMI less than 25 right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm a professional athlete now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And to answer your other question when it comes to Le'Veon Bell, I'm going to say that I don't think he's gained too much weight, but I think he's gained some weight. I'm going to say 260. I'm going to say he's fat boy at this point, only because I think he cares a lot about his rap career. And that's kind of like shameful, but I just think that he cares a lot about that. And Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell seem like the same player.
I hope they go to the same spot together. Like, I hope they New both York go Jets. To the Jets. Yeah.
Do you hope that they go to the Jets? Do you think the Jets would be a good team if they had them both?
Probably not.
You still don't think they would be good even with them both?
No, because I wouldn't sign Le'Veon.
Sam Darnold.
Like, I think it's going to take them 8 weeks of the regular season to get used to playing football again.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But, I mean, if you get him for 3 years, you're going to not say he's
like,
not worth it.
Like 3 years, $60 million for
running
back.
Oh, my God. I would not pay him that.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. He's not going to get paid.
Yeah, he's not going to.
Like, no. Who on earth is going to pay him?
No, I don't know. I mean, somebody will, but...
Why? You have to trust him that he's in shape. He would have to work out for the team.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to pay him. And
you think Buffalo Bills will pay him?
No, they don't. I don't think so.
Would you be upset by that, or would you love that?
No, because then they would...
Would that make your dream boat even better?
No, they would run the ball too much. They don't need to run the ball at all.
What do you mean they don't need to run the ball at all? If they just
let
did, like,
Josh
option...
Allen throw the ball 45 times a game.
Oh, my God.
Or yeah. Let him drop back to pass 45 times a game.
I don't understand. I don't understand this obsession.
All right. The man almost turned a quarterback sneak into a 45-yard touchdown run. Like, he does things I've never seen before.
Oh, my God.
He laid down... He was about to be sacked. He laid down to dodge a sack, got up and scrambled for 15 yards for a first down.
Matt, I don't know if that's good or
if
that's
Michael
lucky.
Vick did this 10 years ago, it'd be like, this is iconic. But because it's Josh Allen Buffalo, nobody cares. And because everybody hates him, because heading into the draft, they're like, oh, he's not a quarterback. The NFL's so stupid. They don't know how to scout players. And like us on the internet. So like, just have fun. You don't have to be smart. Just have fun. Enjoy it.
Wow.
No,
wow,
you don't have to watch a sunset and be like, oh, yeah, it's because the mercury is interacting with the synthesis of the light that's making it purple. Just say, it's purple, it's beautiful, and just enjoy it.
Wow, that was very inspirational. Man, I'm, like, extremely touched right now. Do you want to continue?
No, I don't want to continue.
Save the color crap to yourself, okay?
But I do want to actually, like, make a poster that says, it's purple, it's beautiful, just enjoy it.
All right, yeah, make that poster.
Well, I could be, like, an ad exec for, like, grape soda. It's purple, it's beautiful, just enjoy it.
Dude, I don't, you know what, we're not going to be back on for a while after this.
It's fine. Well, we do have to do a show next week, though, for free agency.
Oh, God, free agency.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be a free agent here pretty soon. You think another show would pick me up?
No, this is your only hope
this
here.
This is my only hope. This I'm is your only stuck.
Hope. All right, so for the awards, we're going to kind of do like we did for the Texan season awards, where I came up with five, you came up with five, and we're just going to kind of go through it, and these are not your boring awards. These aren't your crotchety old man sports writer awards. These aren't your father's awards.
Dude, these
aren't
awards,
your awards.
These awards are equal to MTV's Best Kiss Award.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This really is the MTV movie NFL awards.
That's what we're on. By the way,
I love it.
Hey, when they were early 2000s, dude, those award shows, if you didn't watch them, you had nothing to talk about at school the next day.
Well, it was in the summer, so you didn't have anything to talk about at school the next
okay,
day.
Okay, here we go. Here's a guy that knew the exact
yeah,
dates.
Yeah, I did my homework.
All right, here we go.
What was the best kiss you ever remembered from one of those movies?
Oh, that dude, that's too easy. When it comes to MTV's Best Kiss War,
yeah,
it has to go to Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst with the Spider-Man kiss, or it has to go to Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams for The Notebook. By the way, think about what I'm saying right now. These stars actually showed up to the MTV Movie Awards.
Pretty cool.
They actually did it back then. You know who shows up to the MTV Movie Awards now?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I think they made it too much about the music, not enough about the movies, you know?
I don't think they made anything about the music. I think they made everything about reality TV and Teen Mom.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that's what they did.
No, I'm talking about the awards itself. I just remember, like, Kanye performing, or, like, Lady Gaga performing. Like, isn't this good? So, no, I don't really care. I want to see the Best Kiss Award, you know?
Is that really? So, when was the last show that you watched?
It had to be 2013.
2013? Who's the host?
I couldn't tell you.
The only one that I remember is, and I think this happened at the Movie Awards, maybe it was at the Music Awards. Do you remember when the Tattoo Girls came out and they sang the Not Gonna Get Us song and they had like 50 women go out there and they were all dressed the same in schoolgirl outfits and they started taking off their clothes and P. Diddy and Ashton Kutcher were at the same table together and they were catching the clothes while they were like falling in the air?
I don't remember this.
By the way, that is like a very specific moment that I will always remember only because those girls also got famous because they said they were lesbian and they were liars.
I think I vaguely remember the song.
I remember like, you got to remember it.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I played it in my truck.
Yeah, it was definitely on a Burn CD. That said, Little CD. Michael on the front cover in green Sharpie.
Oh, I said Little Michael.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the first award I have here is your favorite non-Josh Allen player. So, Taylor, who's your favorite non-Josh Allen player?
Oh, my God. Okay, so you know who I chose this year? Only because I was forced to watch him, and I took a gamble on the fantasy for him. But Saquon. It's going to Saquon, man. I mean, easily you could guarantee one play where you're just going to have your jaw dropped. And it was at least so cool behind a such crappy offensive line whenever he would touch the ball. He would do so many like little spin out. It was like, oh, look, he's still going to get caught. There were times where it took the fourth guy to finally bring him down because he wouldn't stop spinning. Saquon was easily my favorite player to watch this year.
Yeah, that's a good one. So mine is Josh Allen.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not even surprised. You're like so proud of yourself right now. You've just been like waiting. You told me this category and you're just like, I'm going to get him.
Yeah, I was driving from work today. I was just dying in the car.
I'm happy.
Jokes aren't made for other people. They're made for yourself.
Okay, so why Josh Allen? Why?
Well,
come on.
I mean, my real choice is Jadeveon Clowney. Just because I think he's become underrated in a way. Because some people don't want him to be franchise tagged or some people want to trade Clowney. Clowney and Watt were the only reason why the defense was good last year. And that they were the reason why they're the best run defense in football last year. And also, if Watt was good and Clowney wasn't, and vice versa, they didn't give enough pass rush at all, covering him by on the back end whatsoever. And he was just so integral to the defense. And like, I just like the aesthetics of him too. He did this thing 2 years ago where they pulled at him and he hit the puller and tackled Melvin Gordon by demolishing the puller. And whenever I watch him play, I just imagine him just like some big giant witch doctor in the jungle, just like turning, you know, pygmies into imps and with the necklace full of shrunken heads and that sort of thing. And he's just like one of the most physically dominant athletes I've seen. And because I'm also a hipster doofus idiot, and the fact that he's become underrated in a way just makes me like him even more.
Yeah, I'm going to say that your pick is extremely boring. And come on, dude. Like, how many good games did he have? What are we talking about, like two or three?
13.
Okay, we're going to talk about two or three.
13. All right, so
Saquon had about 16 good games. So, like, come on. It's not even close. I know this is a Texans podcast, but can we at least be honest with ourselves? Saquon overshadowed Clowney. It's not even close.
I'm not arguing that merit. Clowney owned the regular season or something.
Dude, I'm going to put you in the cage with your dog right now if you keep it up.
It's fine. It's not a cage. It's a kennel, all right?
Does it matter?
It'd be like a foxing song.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the next award I have here, or you had, was best mascot. So I guess I'll start first this time.
Dude, I don't know if you have better than me over here. That's pretty good.
Well, good. Mine is the New Orleans Saints Master Chief super fan. Now, I think being a super fan is a mental illness, and nobody who's a grown man should wear all red or, you know, face paint or do any of that sort of thing. It's be known for something else, or I don't know why you want that attention, but the Master Chief spray paint gold cosplay Saints fan is by far like my favorite super fan ever. And I blame Madden like 2006 for the super fan epidemic, because in that game you could create your own fan, and then I think it's spawned an entire generation of these people.
Hey Matt, do me a favor. Can you read back what the award is for?
Best mascot.
That's so weird. Did it say best super fan?
Well, this is a mascot.
No, it's not. The Saints is Sir Saint, actually, when it comes to their mascot. I did a little mascot research over here. You, sir, are choosing a super fan instead of a mascot. You're not even picking with the category that I selected. You're going against the rules. You're automatically disqualified from this round.
Give me some.
Let me continue over here, please. The best mascot in the NFL is Jackson DeVille.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even close. The tiger has black sunglasses on.
You mean
on.
The jaguar?
No, dude, he looks like a tiger. He looks like Tony the Tiger, except he's yellow.
He should be an LMFAO.
That's the only difference between them. And by the way, he does tricks in this in the air. He's like an acrobat.
Yeah.
He
jumps from a crane.
So... Dude, you know what? Don't say like you know him when you chose a super fan
I know
Jackson DeVille.
I know of the works of Jackson DeVille. All right, I'm very aware of it.
So my second place, and he's not really special. I just really loved his name. Sourdough Sam from the 49ers. I mean, I love the name. I don't know what Sourdough Sam does. Or how he pumps up the crowd, but I'm really interested.
He makes that yeast rise, baby.
He makes that yeast rise. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. But well, Jackson DeVille easily takes the cake. If you have not seen what he looks like, you need to look it up. It is amazing.
Yeah, we're wearing the AFC South. My actual favorite mascot, we're doing actual mascots instead of...
Oh, no. Don't change. You're disqualified, dude. You're out.
Well, right? I want to give a shout-out to... My favorite every year is always the Tennessee Titans have a hillbilly raccoon as their mascot. And he is like... It's just perfect that Tennessee is a raccoon for a mascot. They have a Logan's Roadhouse in their stadium. It's beautiful.
Actually, that's pretty solid. I didn't know that they have a Logan's Roadhouse.
They do. And the best thing about watching the Titans play are the cuts to their fans, because you're like, oh, it makes sense.
Hold on. What are we talking? Well, the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a Chick-fil-A. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, but it's closed on
Sunday. Yeah, it's closed on Sunday. So what do you even do?
You got Thursday night football. You got Monday night football.
Okay.
It's just great marketing, I
guess. But hold on. That means that Chick-fil-A makes that much money.
Yeah.
That means that they don't even need to be open on the NFL Sunday where people are going to the actual stadium to watch the games. Chick-fil-A's like, we're going to close.
It's good marketing, I guess.
We're closed. Oh, not going to be there. Sorry. It's Sunday. But it's football. The stadium's open. Yeah, but it's Sunday.
Well, that's the Sabbath. No. That's the seventh day.
Dude, I'm sorry, but if you're in a football stadium, you have to be open.
It took 6 days for him to build the earth. On the seventh, he rested.
Oh, my God. Now back to your regular programming.
All right. But yeah, I love the Hillbilly Raccoon in Tennessee. So game of the year. What was your game of the year?
Dude, my game of the year shouldn't even be a shocker. You know what? What do you think my game of the year was?
Dallas-Seattle?
No, it was Dallas-Saints. You almost had it. It's the Thursday night game. That was easily the game of the year. Only because, I kid you not, so much crap was talked to me beforehand. Everybody would come up to me and laugh. And I would just be like, I mean, it's okay. It could
You're such a spiteful man.
Dude, everybody is a douchebag to me. So it's like me walking in work. Oh, Dale, yeah, you excited for the game? Yeah, I am. I'm hoping it's going to be close. Yeah, right. You're lucky if it's going to be within 20. All of you, I just can't wait. And by the way, I come into work, and on the next day after we win, oh, yeah, how is that game, everybody? Did y'all enjoy it? And everyone's like, oh, you guys got lucky, but man, that was a solid game. And they start kissing my ass. You know what I don't like?
Yeah, that's a bad word.
Ass
I don't like that.
Kissers.
You don't like those bad words.
What are you talking about? It's a donkey. Don't you dare. They say it in Space Jam, I'm pretty sure.
Do they say in Shrek?
Yeah. Wait. No.
If they say in Shrek, it's not a bad word.
In Shrek, they do a lot of worse. There's a lot of worse things that are like
behind the
scenes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
language.
Well, that's what we do here. I'm talking about language specifically.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say that. Yeah, they do. Because he says, I have to save my ass.
All right, I'll let it slide. You only get one. You only get one. You don't get three. You get one.
What are you talking about?
You only get one.
All right,
it's a family podcast.
Either way, Thursday night game, Saints versus Cowboys. It was the greatest time. That was easily my favorite game to watch of the season because everything that was happening, that was a defensive football game, not the crappy Super Bowl. That's exactly what a defensive battle looks like.
Yeah, and this is one thing you talk about the Super Bowl, too. It's like it was a defensive game without great defensive plays.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
That doesn't make any sense.
I do like the idea.
That was an excuse.
I like the idea, too, of like a movie being rated, you know, instead of, you know, teen. Did they have teen? Or PG-13?
PG-13, yeah.
Yeah, PG-13 or like PG. It's S for Shrek. So like you get, like, that's the most level of crudeness you're going to have in it.
Yeah, dude, I'm like remembering this scene now because Cameron Diaz is like, what kind of knight are you? One of a kind.
Yeah,
dude, it's such a good movie. I love that movie.
I miss being 10 years old every day.
Dude, stop it. That movie has so much adult humor. You're trying to tell me that you don't watch Shrek 1, 2, or 3 in your free time?
Oh, I don't go to church. I watch Shrek instead.
There it is. That's all I needed.
Yep. My favorite game of the year was New England, Kansas City, AFC Championship game. Because it was like the best game. I like the idea of the Chiefs scoring points as quickly as they did, which, I mean, they did, and like putting it back on in the lead. And then also just like the way they celebrated too, and they took the lead the second time.
I laughed.
And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no,
don't
see,
do
I'll,
that.
I'll
They're going
that.
To score. It's please like, just don't
guys,
do that.
Guys, don't cheer. Don't cheer. Tom's looking. Tom is looking. Don't do it.
Yeah.
They did it.
And like it hit that moment too where like, I know I get this feeling. I don't know if everybody else does, but when I'm watching a great game, like I'm like, this is one the, you know, this is awesome. Like you just have that, like things feel like they're bubbling, you know? And it's like why you like sports or why I like sports is whenever you have those moments. And that was one of the few games last year that like reached that. And the only other time like I really felt that last year was the Chicago Philly game and then also the Houston Philadelphia game. And those are probably my three favorite games this year. But going back to that one, the other thing I loved about too was the fact that the Chiefs had the worst run defense in football the last 2 years, and they lost because they gave up like 12 runs in a row to lose to New England. No, actually, that's not true.
Dude, they lost to Tom Brady's cannon arm.
Yeah, they got to the 20-yard line. The Patriots had three big runs to finish the game. So it just ended really perfectly. I really enjoyed the parallelism of it.
That's good, man. I'm glad. But seriously, I think my game was better than your game. I think the only
we're not competing. I don't know what we're competing on.
What we're competing on is who's going to get the award. This is MTV. Okay, whenever they're doing MTV's movie awards and they say the nominees are, hey, Matt, does somebody get an award?
Well, these are our own individual awards.
Yeah,
know?
It's great, but I think there still has to be a winner, and I'm going to say that I was the winner in that. My game was better than your game.
Well, if we did this 2 weeks ago, I could have made a post for it, but it's too late. So yeah, we could have done polls, and we could have found who the real winner was.
Dude, we could still do polls. Whoever, like, the three people that are listening will be able to break the tiebreaker.
Well, it's not the people that are listening. It's the entire site itself.
By the way, by three people, I mean 3 million people.
Yeah. It's like three to the... Like 3 to the 10 to the 7 or whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what? We just lost half viewers now. Now we're down to 1.5.
It's scientific notation, dude.
God, yeah. Great.
I'm reading a geology textbook. I'm a
yeah, it's doing
I'm intellectual.
Really well. Yeah, doing really well for you over there.
I'm trying to learn about rocks, man. I was looking at this rock, great. And I was like, man, this rock's really cool. I'd be like, what if I knew like how the rock was formed? It's like, man, I bet that would add a lot more beauty to the rocks. And I'm trying to learn about rocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yep. That's what's happening.
No, is that what's really happening?
That's actually what's happening.
I was going to wait for you to finish on that one.
The other game I really loved too last year, like this is my favorite bad game, was Pittsburgh Oakland. And that was the one where Ben got kicked out and they couldn't find the x-ray machine. And like
the old x-ray machine, man.
The fans were so good in that game. And like, I've never been a Raiders fan, never really cared for the black hole and that sort of stuff. But during that game, it was like, this is really cool, and it's a really damn shame that they're not going to have this in Oakland ever again because they're moving to Vegas. But also just like Juju catching that deep touchdown pass and then the kicker slipping and falling to tie the game. And the fact that the Steelers didn't make the playoffs partly because they lost that game.
Dude, that's just one of the reasons why. It's so amazing. It's just one of those games where they have to win where you don't think it's going to – or actually you think that it is going to come back and bite them in the butt. And it did.
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome. I agree with you. The other one that I would give it to is probably, and since you're not going to say it, which is pretty shocking, and it's that overrated Monday night game. I will say that was probably one of the most, as far as what everybody else says, great game of the season was the Monday night with the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, just didn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly the point, but so what? It still doesn't make it nonetheless a great game.
Like, it was great for what it was, but it doesn't mean anything.
You came in here the next day saying how great of a game that was.
Yeah, it was
you
fun.
Are so
it was
full
fun.
Of it.
I said it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
I'm still saying it's a great game. I'm saying it didn't mean anything.
You know what? You know
I'm
my,
saying it didn't mean
you know what my
anything.
Favorite game was, Matt? 6-0 Jags. That was my favorite game of the
that
season.
That game actually was pretty fun.
Okay, there it is.
Because the Colts went 0-4 on fourth down, and that's why they didn't score any points.
Yeah, huh? How did the Colts do in the playoffs, Matt?
They beat the Houston Texans.
There it is.
And who picked the Texans to lose?
You did.
There it is.
Because you're a terrible fan.
I'm not a fan. I'm an intellectual, right?
There it is. Terrible fan, everybody.
Yeah, I'm a terrible fan.
He's only saying Javion Clowney just to make it up to everybody.
No, he's my favorite, except for Josh Allen.
Oh, God.
I do need to get some shirtsies. I feel like if
shirtsies?
I... Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Is that a brand?
No, it's
or is
like,
that what you just call them?
No, it's the jersey shirt. You know, so you don't get a jersey. Because I'm a grown man. I can't.
Shirtsies.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a jersey. I'm going to get a shirtsy.
Shirtsy.
Yeah, I need to get Josh Allen one.
God.
And then I need to get Jadeveon Clowney one.
I need to get a Dak Prescott one. That's what I need to get.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, God.
You should.
He's going to get paid like $25 million. I'm going to hate it.
He won't get paid that this year. It has to be next year.
Dude, they're saying they're going to franchise tag Marcus Lawrence again. He's going to be so pissed off.
They should pay him.
Yeah, I know.
And then just pay Dak.
He's
going to
be so pissed off.
We'll talk about this next week. All right,
we're talking about this next week.
The next award we have here is the hottest couple. So who was the hottest couple last year?
Okay, hottest couple for me, this was easy, actually. It was because of the Super Bowl win, too. Edelman and Tom Brady. I swear to God, when they embraced at the end of the Super Bowl, I thought they were going to kiss. They were literally looking at each other for the longest time, and their faces were getting closer and closer. I was like, is this about to happen? Is this? Because I don't even think Giselle would care. I think Giselle would actually be like, that's my husband.
Yeah.
That's what he does right there. And also, they went to Disney World the next week together after the Super Bowl win. So I'm not
cool.
I'm
all for being boys. You know,
oh,
being,
yeah, of
I'm
course.
All for being as good as friends as you can be with your friends.
Dude, next door neighbors, going to Disney, winning the Super Bowl together, won the MVP. I mean, you can't get any better than that. They are the best couple of the year for me. They won everything.
But it's funny that you mentioned that because when I was at the Super Bowl party or whatever it is you want to call it, whenever they like embrace like that, I was like, kiss him, kiss him,
kiss, kiss, kiss.
I was just screaming it and they didn't kiss and I'm still upset.
Dude, I really thought they were going to do it. Like that was like, they were really embracing for a long time. Like it was, you really got to look down at your clock and be like, is this still happening?
Yeah, I guess this is what they do.
All right.
Being
so,
boys.
So wait, who do you got? You can't top my couple.
Mine's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Because I'm so happy for Andy that he finally found somebody like who he can love.
So you think hottest couple goes, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just like the relationship of like an older man and a younger man, you know.
I think Patrick Mahomes likes that mustache.
For sure. I would love to give Andy Reid a hug.
I bet you would.
I bet it'd be a great hug.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, too. He's a little damp because he's in Florida or something.
He's damp?
A damp
Why is
Andy
he damp?
Reid hug. Because the humidity.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But I'm just really glad that Andy's offense that he has, he's been working like 15 years. Probably longer than that, he's been like waiting his entire career for, and each like year was just like a build up to, you know, what he did last year. And the fact that they took a big shot on Mahomes, they traded up for him. They trade Alex Smith. Like, they're the ones who scouted for him. And one of the things that I don't like either is all the articles that came out this year is like the myth of Patrick Mahomes. And there's like 25 people coming out in the NFL. I was like, oh, yeah, we would have taken him.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
He's available.
And nobody said a damn thing when it happened.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, I don't know about that. That's a really risky move by the Chiefs and Andy Reid over there.
Yeah. It was like Bill Polian was like, yeah, we had a first-round grant, Tom Brady. No, you didn't. You did not.
Nobody had a first-round
grant. You didn't.
By the way, I will ask you that,
like
too.
That's an actual quote that he had like 2 years
did
ago.
Did you hear that they were going to build a statue of Tom Brady for Michigan?
Why? They okay. benched him for Drew Henson.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you agree with that?
No, they benched him for Drew Henson.
So, okay, here's my thing. It'd be like, I don't even know what it'd be like. What would be the comparison? Either way,
it'd be like if,
wouldn't you reward
it'd be like
a guy,
if
though?
The University of Texas built a statue for Major Applewhite.
But
after they benched him for Chris Sims.
But wouldn't it be like he is the greatest of all time? So how do you like remember that? And if you're a college, wouldn't you always want to like build up to that and always kind of brag about that, saying like he came from us?
No, you benched him.
You still wouldn't do it.
You benched him for Drew Henson. That's it. That's the end of the argument.
Listen, man, I'm just saying, okay?
I understand what you're saying.
I would want a statue. Who doesn't like, want a statue?
What if Jalen Hurts becomes the greatest quarterback of all time? Do you think Alabama's going to build a statue of him? No, they benched him.
Alabama's going to build a statue of Nick Saban.
Yeah, I understand
that. That's a little
that.
Different. Does he, by the I'm way, not, he has to have already a statue, right?
No, they won't do that until after he dies.
Does Bear Bryant have a statue?
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my hot couple of the year.
Okay, I think my hot couple. So at least I have a moment, and I have a vacation and a moment, dude. I have so much. My award, dude. I'm killing you on this award show
because we have different. You like hot love. I like true love. It's different.
You like deep love, where I'm like, yeah. Where you actually show it to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when somebody waits and works for a long time for something, and it finally comes true. That's what I like. I like dedication.
Wouldn't that be Edelman?
Kind of.
It'd be Edelman. He did everything he could.
No, it's Andy Reid at the same time.
No, it's Julian Edelman and that beard. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He still has food in it, by the way.
Yeah, maybe so. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give out some more awards.
Can't wait.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
And we're back. So make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Matt, if they are listening, they have to be subscribers. There is no way you are a non-subscriber and listening. If you are, there is something wrong with you. If you're a subscriber, we all know why you're here. If you're not, oh my God.
If you're not, you're probably at work and you probably should get a different job because you must be very bored.
Yeah, like literally, if you found this podcast, this is the first time. Oh.
This podcast is very easy to find. Everybody knows about the podcast. Listening to it's a different thing. But we have, 3 million listeners, so it doesn't matter.
I guess that's true. Even though we lost 1.5 because of some of your comments earlier.
No. So the scientific notation joke was a bad joke, but we didn't lose half our listeners. Because
we lost half. They already turned it off.
I'm just mad that I can't, like, it's 3 to the 10 to the 7 or something like that.
You're still going.
Yeah, I just can't remember
by
what
By the way,
it is.
We lost another 0.5 viewers by
That's
doing
fine.
That.
So the next award we have here is the aesthetic of the year. So Taylor, what's your favorite aesthetic of the year? And the example of this is like Alvin Kamara's nose ring, Bill O'Brien's glasses, Jason Garrett's clapping, something like that.
I'm actually going to cheat a little bit here. So I'm going to go back till 2017. The reason why? David Irving's nipple ring that got torn off during the Dallas Cowboys practice. That's what I'm going back to. And there was a whole big thing about it because he had it torn off and he then tweeted about it because he was worried that he had a hole in him. He wasn't going to be able to find his nipple and have another nipple again. He wore a nipple ring to practice and they tore it off. Oh my God. And David Irving, again, had to come out and say, I guess I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. You never want to wear a jewelry on a football field. Well, what about from 2018? It's a good story, but what about from 2018?
No, I'm still going to go with that.
What about from 2018?
I don't want to go with 2018. I'm going to go with 2017.
No, what about from
2018?
You're
not going to steal what I just said. I'm not going to do this, man.
I'm not what you said.
No,
from 2018?
No, I'm not doing
think
this.
About it for 1 second.
Okay, if I'm going to do this, then I'm just going to do Patrick Mahomes bandana.
Good. That's good. I like that.
I hated that bandana so
That's
much.
That's fine. I wore one of those once, and they feel very stupid.
So I hated
they don't
that.
Steal your
I
head
hated
very
that.
Well.
So bad. I hated it every single time I put it on. I was like, God, I hate looking at you right now.
Yeah, like that's a really good aesthetic. Just like 32-year-old man with a bandana at a park throwing a frisbee.
Frisbee Dan.
He doesn't wear a bandana though.
Yeah, but he wears still a Curious George hat.
It's fine. It's better than a bandana. I'd rather see a grown man in a hat. It's hot out there. It's for sun protection.
Yeah, but would you rather have him wear a bandana or rather have him wear short shorts? The who wears short shorts theme was based off of Frisbee Dan.
I like that more than, again, a 32-year-old man with a bandana.
Whatever. So you're the one who brought up this category. Who did you think of? You had Omar. You had it.
Yeah, I have it. Mine is the ski mask season for the Philadelphia Eagles. Chris Long in a ski mask, Timmy Jernigan in a ski mask after they beat the Bears in the locker room with is like my favorite thing from last year. Like it was cool in the dog mask. Dog mask really cool. The ski mask on the sideline after sacks was just like, it was the greatest thing ever. It was a Freddie Gibbs music video come to life.
Yeah, yes.
It was really cool.
Still think any of ours beats the nipple ring. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go back
to it. It automatically beats it because it was 2 years ago.
What do you mean?
I'm living in the past.
What are you talking about? I'm not living in the past. I'm just saying that's the best one.
You can't see it, though.
Yeah, okay. So do you want to see it?
No, but what I'm saying is it's an aesthetic. You have to see it.
But people saw it then.
You didn't see it. You can't see a nipple ring. They wear shoulder pads.
Yeah, but how else do they know it's torn off? But they found it on the field. Could you imagine that, Matt? Then you're seeing it, right?
You didn't see it.
Are you sure about that?
It just seemed like you watching. Dude,
I'll bring up a picture of it.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Let me show you. I'm going to look up on Google right now. Ripped off nipple.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Let me see what comes out.
I don't like yours. It's all right. So, all right. Overrated team. Who is the most overrated team you saw last year?
The Houston Texans.
Okay. I'm glad. Because the Houston Texans did beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Got them.
That still doesn't hurt me. I'm going to say the Houston Texans.
So why were the Texans overrated last year?
All right. All because of their schedule. My God. They beat absolutely nobody. They won
they beat Josh Allen.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't beat Josh Allen because he hurt his elbow. Nathan Peterman came in. Yeah, and they won with the pick
they
six.
They didn't even beat Dallas when we had Amari. So it doesn't even matter, right?
Yeah, it does matter.
No, it doesn't. Either way, I actually said the Houston Texans just for laughs. But my other one, and this was because it was funny, was the Steelers. So that's who I'm going to say is my two overrated teams of the season. And I said Steelers because I came in the season not feeling them. You know me. I even told you I felt Baltimore all season long. Sure, I jumped off that bandwagon, but I was still never the Steelers guy.
Yeah.
And from the start, I just didn't believe it. They had too much drama going in. The fact that people thought they were going to be able to get over it and still come out and be a Super Bowl contender. Dude, I thought that they were the most overrated team of the season, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, they had a really good, like,
or
week,
Aaron
like
Rodgers. Can I just say
10.
Individual? Aaron Rodgers, the most overrated player. How about that?
All right, good. Yeah, mine is the New England Patriots.
Okay, all right. We're going to end the show with that, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Well, the thing is, this was the worst Patriots team since 2010.
This doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense what you're saying right now.
This is the worst.
Let me finish talking. They won the Super Bowl.
Let me finish talking. This is the worst Tom Brady season since, 2008.
Yep.
And this was the worst regular season Patriots team that we've seen in a long time. And the playoffs happen, and all of a sudden they become like the super team, and everybody is playing their best, and they all know what they're doing. And Tom Brady's throwing the baseball like 104 miles per hour. And they won the Super Bowl. They had a great 4 weeks. But when you take into account the entire season, they weren't as good as they ended up this year.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
That was the worst. That was honestly the worst.
They weren't that good regular season team. They're a great playoff team.
Matt, but that doesn't mean that they were overrated.
I think because people are going to forget how bad they were in the regular season because they won a championship.
It doesn't matter how bad it's. Oh my, why would it matter how bad you were in the regular season?
They weren't a dominant team is all I'm trying to say. And they maybe remember as a dominant team because this is their sixth Super Bowl because they won another one.
They came in, people were still picking them to win the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand that.
Where is that overrated?
They weren't that good in the regular season is all I'm trying to say.
Matt, did they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, then where is the overrated? I'm still going to go back to that. Everything you're saying right 16, now.
They weren't that good for 16 weeks.
Everything you're saying right now, I'm just going to go back to this. Hey, Matt, they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl. That's all. But again, for 16 weeks, they didn't play all that well. And they just put it all together, and here they are. They won the Super Bowl.
Hey, Matt, did they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
That's all it comes down to. My picks are... My picks win.
Wait, this isn't a competition.
Okay, well, if it was, then I am smoking you right
you
now.
You know, we're both, this is very, this is esoteric. This is what we feel in our hearts.
Oh, my God. All yeah, right. Color purple, right?
It's really pretty. I do like the color purple. So the next word we have here is XOXO Gossip Girl.
Oh, dude, I actually have a good one for this, but you're going to go first on this one, just so I know you're not going to steal mine.
Mine's Hugh Jackson. So Hugh Jackson,
ooh, that's a good one,
is the actually. Worst head coach of all time. I refuse to watch the Browns this year, and I'm glad I did with Hugh Jackson as the head coach. But the reason why I'm saying this is because after he was fired, he went to every single major media outlet, went in, talked bad about the Browns, talked about how he didn't get a fair chance. After being there for 2.5 years, immediately he goes to Cincinnati to the same team, the same division, keeps talking crap about the Browns, gets into a Baker Mayfield, you know, multiple times, and also like everything else that came along with Hard Knocks as well too. And so yeah, he's my Gossip Girl of the year.
That's funny, man. That's actually a really solid one. So for me, I'm actually going to the Cleveland Browns as well, except I'm going to the Hard Knocks here. And it's because I'm actually going to be calling out for my Gossip Girl, Rogan Roback from the Browns. The reason being, he was their third string backup quarterback during Hard Knocks. He was the tall, goofy guy. The reason why he is my Gossip Girl is because he was the one that changed Tyrod Taylor's name. And he actually said to the media and to the TV cameras, his name is Tyrod.
Tyrod?
His name is Tyrod. And he actually changed the name, and everybody thought he was a liar by saying
but
that.
His name's actually Tyrod.
And Tyrod finally said, no, he's right. My mom, that's what my name is. And everybody else just said Tyrod, so I was just kind of going along with it.
Gotcha.
I would actually put that as my gossip because, I mean, think about it. He has always been called that. The dude changed his name. He gossiped about a person's name, and it was right. He's my winner. Sure, he's on an NFL team or anything like that, but I'm impressed.
That's fine. He broke the case. Well, and also, like, Ty got such a good nickname, too. So that's why I prefer Tyrod.
It's true.
Maybe future Texans backup quarterback, Ty God Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Who knows?
Come on.
Who knows?
Come on,
wow,
man.
Coming to a theater near you.
Coming to. You would love that so much.
Oh, yeah. I would like it.
By the way, I do have a question. So would you give up Deshaun Watson for Josh Allen?
No.
Oh, you thought about that. You didn't know what I was going to say after. Because I said Josh Allen, you thought I was crazy.
No, I mean, because, like, I still want the Texans to win football games, I guess. And so win more football games than Deshaun Watson.
Paused. I didn't think I would get a pause out of you.
I mean, I think about everything. I'm intellectual, Taylor. But also, yeah. I do love Allen Buffalo, though. It's a perfect spot for him. Buffalo's cool, dude.
You paused.
I do want to go. We should go to a Bills game this year so I can see Josh Allen in person.
We'll go to Deshaun Watson versus Josh Allen.
No, they won't play each other this year.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How have they not played each other
this
year?
The Texans won the division. The Texans are playing the AFC West next year.
Gross.
Yeah. So now maybe we can go see Josh. Now. We can go see Josh Allen in December in Buffalo.
Yeah, and go to the snowball game.
Good. Yeah.
Schmidt's still went to the greatest game. Yeah, I'm so jealous.
That was the game we were talking about going, but it didn't work out. You know.
Well, yeah, it's because. Well, wait, didn't we do something else?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I thought we did something else instead.
Nah, I think it just didn't happen.
It's because nobody wants to do anything with us.
Nah, we have to go to Disneyland with each other, like Julie Emlyn and Tom
Brady.
You know
what? We're going to be the new hottest couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called being, you know, good friends.
You got a friend in me.
Have you ever heard that song Little People by Wayne Newman?
No, what's Little People? How does it go?
It's racism against little people.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Wait, are you trying to tell me something right now?
No, I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just trying to tell you that he has a song about being afraid of little people, their little hands, their little teeth. And it really
is unbelievable.
What you're
saying right now.
I'll play it for you.
You know what? I don't know if I want you to play it for me. Now I'm uncomfortable.
It's unbelievable.
You're implying a lot right now.
No, I'm not. All right. Our next word here is the head coach who should not have been fired. So you want to take the reins of this reindeer real fast?
Yeah, it's easy for me. And I'm just going to say it's Vance Joseph for the Broncos, and that's just because Case Keenum is the reason why they lost the games. Case Keenum is the worst quarterback of all time, which is why they're trading for Joe Flacco right now as we speak, and I'm blaming Aaron. Case Keenum.
Nah,
he's the worst. So Vance Joseph did not deserve to be fired. I think Vance Joseph would win more games than Joe Flacco. I feel like I'm about to be proven right next year. And yeah, we'll find out.
This is probably your worst take you had. Vance Joseph settled for a 50-yard field goal. It's a tie game. He settled for a 50-yard field goal.
Excuse me, Matt. This is my moment.
The Broncos are like 12th in DVOA. They won six games. They lost to the 49ers.
You don't even know what you're
saying
right now.
They lost to the Browns to end the
year.
You
don't even know. And by the way, who cares? Baker Mayfield is wonderful, okay? He's the second coming, and they lost those games because Case Keenum can't outshoot anybody.
No, they lost those games because Vance Joseph was bad also.
God, whatever.
He's terrible. I'm glad that he got fired.
Oh, yeah? Who you got over there?
Mine's Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He's a defensive first coach.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's a defensive first coach.
I am so done with the Arizona Cardinals nonsense from you. You are still doing this.
Yeah. Well, he's a defensive first coach. The Cardinals had a top 10 defense. It was not his fault that the Cardinals had an awful offensive line. He didn't sign Sam Bradford. He didn't put Josh Rosen out there before he was ready. I think he hired Mike McCoy, which was a very dumb thing.
Yep.
And that really hurt their offense to start the year. But hey, he's a defense first head coach, and they had top 10 defense still last year with a defense composed of mainly younger players. So Steve Wilks should have gotten another shot.
Oh my God. You're just on the Cardinal train. You might as well have just said, hey, Taylor, I believe Marvin Lewis shouldn't have been fired. He was my guy this year.
That's what
you sound like.
I do like the idea that, like, the earth ending and Marvin Lewis still being the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
That actually...
we're all playing football in fallout shelters underneath the earth. We're all mole people.
Now that you think about it, it's just
more
like...
Marvin Lewis is still the head coach
there.
That
joke is now there. It's like, again, I'm going to go back to The Office. It's the Pam and Roy. Every year they don't get married, it becomes funnier. Every year they don't fire Marvin Lewis, it becomes funnier.
Yeah, that's
so
a good one.
So now it's...
Maybe that should have been your award.
You know what?
The Pam and Roy.
The Pam and Roy award.
For like the one player coach who needs to leave and is still there.
I guess, that's true.
Yeah, and that'd be Eli Manning, I think, would be my answer to that one.
Yeah, and the whole thing, too, is, Eli, you need to retire, and you need to make the decision, because first of all, what are you doing at this point?
He's trying to win a Super Bowl, man.
Is that what he's doing?
He's trying to get
is that
his
what he's going
to
do?
He's trying to beat Peyton and have three.
Yeah, yeah. He's really going to pull that off. The fact that he even has two Super Bowls, he should just take that and run. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame, and he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should not be in the Hall of Fame, but he has to be.
Nah.
Matt, he has to be.
Why?
Because he won two freaking Super Bowls.
So?
No matter what, he has to be. Because he made some of the throws in order for them to win. As much as I hate him, for God's sakes, I play in the same division as the Giants. You have to give it to him because of those. Otherwise, he should never be anywhere near the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. His defensive line is...
Okay,
in
your opinion, not your opinion on what you think, do you think, though, with others, that they are going to vote him in? Not if you would vote him in, but with those others because of the two Super Bowls.
I don't know.
Dude, he's going in.
We'll have to see what happens.
God, man, that's gross. I hate that so much. He's the worst quarterback. The numbers are so gross.
I just hope his bust is like, it's just like really good Eli face for his bust whenever they make that. That Hall of Fame is actually pretty cool. If you ever get the chance to go, you should go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go this weekend. That's what I do, man. I'm just going to fly out there. Because, you know, we get free tickets because of the podcast because of 3 million views.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Just what happens.
Maybe whenever Andre Johnson gets inducted, he'll give us free tickets to go to his induction.
Yeah. I don't think Andre Johnson is going to do that because you called his mother a terrible name.
I didn't do that. I love Andre.
I think he did that.
He's one of the three people I actually care about in
this
world.
That's good. That's good.
I care about him.
I'm the other one, right? I count as two?
Yeah, it's two. what else?
Certainly not Michael.
And, a little bit, but he doesn't need me at all. All right, so
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. My little brother doesn't need me anymore.
He doesn't need me anymore. It's hard.
That's a movie.
It's
right
hard
there.
To watch your little ducks grow up, but they gotta grow up.
Oh God!
And they gotta shed those.
Did
great
you just
feathers.
Call him an ugly duckling?
No, I didn't call him an ugly duckling. All ducklings are cute. All right, so the throw of the year. What's your throw of the year?
Throw of the year, hold on. What did I have? I gotta see this. Oh, throw of the year, it was easy. It was Tom Brady. Oh, wait, no, I didn't pick Tom Brady. I picked any throw from Fitzmagic. That's what I went with.
During those first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I went with, it was the time where the Bucks were just actually being noticed and people were paying attention to him. And I remember watching the games where literally the moment they said hike, he just threw the ball to the end zone. He just threw it. They're on the 50-yard line. He would just bomb it to the end zone and hope that Mike Evans would just be there in time, which, by the way, he was in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I would say any of those throws, man. It was just a fun time.
Yeah, I can never really like Rob Fitzpatrick.
Oh,
because
come on.
Well, the Texans purposely
By the way, you think
went,
he's a douchebag? I think he's a douchebag.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's a smart guy, and I think he knows he's a smart guy, but I think people have fed into that ego of his. I think there's some ego there.
I don't know. I just can't like him.
Not Aaron Rodgers' ego, though.
I just can't like him because he started at quarterback for the Texans 2014 when they should have made the playoffs that year, when they were like a really talented team. They wasted a year J.J. Watt's prime to have Ryan Fitzpatrick be the franchise, to be not the franchise quarterback, but the starting quarterback.
All right, so it sounds like a lot of personal hate towards Ryan Fitzpatrick here.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to say that my pick is probably better than yours because I'm going to assume that you're going to pick something from Patrick Mahomes.
Nah. Also, I want to bring up a new rule for you. The Ryan Fitzpatrick rule, it's whenever he's your team's backup quarterback, he's going to start at least 3 games. Your quarterback's going to get hurt if Ryan Fitzpatrick's your backup quarterback.
Do you think he plays a curse? Do you think he does something to them in the practice?
Oh, I think so.
Like maybe like their shoe where he says like, hey, you should try this.
I kind of want to look it up really fast.
Like digs a hole in the ground.
I want to look up how many games started Ryan Fitzpatrick has had in his career, like every year. All right, so while I look this
Wasn't
up.
Wasn't there a year, though, where he didn't have any starts?
I just want to try to find out real fast. So my award for the throw of the year, it's Tom Brady throwing that seam route to Robin Krowski in triple coverage. Like, Brady made one good throw that game, or one big throw, and that was the throw, and it was just perfect. And, like, they won a Super Bowl because of that throw. And that's all he had to do to win a Super Bowl that year, and that's what he did. And it was just beautiful. It was really great.
Yeah, I would actually say, though, that any of the throws against Kansas City in the OT were so much better than that.
Oh, those post routes.
Dude,
there's
just
one that was
it.
Really good on that
it
one.
It was like a cannon with that arm. You're just like, where is this coming from? It's like he turned it up. Like he has a dial on his arm. He's like, oh, man, it's OT time.
That's pretty good. All right, so Ryan Fitzpatrick, starting the year 2005 at St. Louis. 3 games started.
Okay.
2006-0, 2007-0. Mm-hmm. Then starting 2008, are you ready?
Ready.
Game started in Cincinnati. 12, okay. 8 in Buffalo, 13, 16, 16, 9 in Tennessee, 12 in Houston, 16 in New York, 11, 3 in Tampa, 7 with Tampa last year. So since 2008, he started a game every year. He started a game every year except for 2006 and 2007 in St. Louis, when I believe Mark Bolger was the quarterback.
Dude, he did something in the water. I think he does something.
I remember really liking that year he had whenever in Tennessee, too, in 2013. It's like, ooh, Ryan Fitzpatrick making guys miss. All these little spin moves and stuff. I don't know why I was watching it, but I did. And I found it. I think I got his game chart. It was like, wow, he can break a lot of tackles. And then he's in Houston next year.
And you didn't like him anymore.
No, I don't. I can't.
Oh, man, you and your personal grudges. Why not just enjoy the magic? Oh, God. I was like, what are you doing? Are you trying to make it sound like that there's an error on the show because you're getting smoked right now in the award season?
No, but we both win.
Seriously, no, we don't both win. This is not everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, everybody gets a
By
trophy.
By the way, get this, since you're just bringing up that horror movie. They're going to remake The Grudge.
Why? They already remade it.
They're going to remake it again.
That's stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, look it up. They're going to remake that nonsense. I can't even believe it.
The second one's really good.
The second one is not good. They're like, I don't even remember the second
one. I saw it in theaters, and I had no idea what happened. And we left for like 35 minutes.
So what is the scarier movie? Would it be The Ring or The Grudge?
I'd say The Ring, but The Grudge has a better like atmosphere, though.
I'm actually going to give it to The Ring, only because rewatching them, you could still get a little bit scared in some moments with The Ring. You can't get scared in any moments with The Grudge. Now it's just too ridiculous and silly. Because, I mean, whenever you see, like, a white Chinese boy running around and just going, you're just like, that's not... Like, and he's, like, naked, too. Yeah. I'd just be like, seriously, where's your parents?
Yeah, he's, like, a little diaper.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also, like, the same plot as the... Oh, man, the Dollhouse Murders or whatever. That book that you read, you know, like, from fourth grade. Where it's like the doll, like it's
I didn't
a haunted
read a
house.
Dollhouse Murders in the fourth grade.
Yeah, like
what
the book,
school did you go to?
I'm not bringing that up. But oh, God. The book was like this house is haunted, but nothing really happens. But the dollhouse is moving, and the dollhouse shows the murder that happened in that house, and like shows the people get shot or whatever. And that's the book.
Yeah, I didn't that read something like that in fourth grade, you sicko.
I'm emo, dude.
Oh, yeah. I bet you are.
I love Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, Hawthorne Heights all the way.
Yellow car, dude.
Yellow Fallout Boy.
Well, this is just Hollister Rock, is all we're saying now.
My, yeah, or Sun Pack.
Pack Sun, dude.
No, Pack Sun. Yeah. Sun Pack. Sorry
what if
about
I,
that.
What if I was wearing like what if I was wearing Abercrombie Polo right now? Would you make fun of me?
No, dude, I still wear Abercrombie Polo.
Still wearing
yeah, that's all I wear, man. That's all I'm about. Actually, I still wear some American Eagle stuff.
That's good. Maybe blue jeans, I could see.
Yeah, I wear some jeans from American Eagle, but the Hollister stuff. I mean, I need a seagull on my shirt, baby.
I would love more than anything to see a grown man wearing a Hollister shirt. Like a turquoise one.
Turquoise? Like, okay, V-neck or no V-neck?
No, it'd be like a polo.
Oh, dude, the polos from Hollister. That's what I always wore to high school just because I had golf practice in the afternoon. Good. And we were required to wear a polo. And it was like, Taylor, do you want to change or you just want to wear one of these polos to school? That's how lazy I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wore them to school.
And then you're afraid for people to see your fragile boy body.
My fragile boy body.
The lack of definition in your arms.
The lack of definition in my arms. Yeah. Man, were you checking out my arms back then?
I can't remember.
What do you mean you can't remember? You're the one making comments about it right now.
I'm talking about you. That's why you didn't change your shirt.
You know what? I feel really uncomfortable right now. So.
Well, good. That's what we're here to do. God. That's what we're here to do. So I don't really have any other awards. You have anything else at all? You have any other good awards?
Oh, when it comes to the award show? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you, since we're pretty much have no awards, I'm going to go back to one of the ones. So I brought up this to Meg earlier, and I was like, yeah, so Matt and I are going to do an award show today. And she goes, oh, what are some of the things? I go, best couple. She got, you should look up one of the NFL players to, like, punch their wives or something. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, wouldn't it be funny? I was like, no, sicko.
This is a serious show.
Yeah, serious show. And she's like, yeah, just talk about that. Everybody would love it.
Good.
That's what I go home to, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, we could have, but I guess so.
I mean, also,
it's a very funny joke, though. It's very funny.
Yeah. I mean, you could have done, like, best kicker, then you could have done Kareem Hunt, like, something along those
lines. I never
saw
the video, so I don't know.
By the way, okay. So, looking at the video, the worst part for me in the video, because it's pretty bad because he shoves a guy pretty hard that lands into the lady. But either way, all of his buddies are telling him to stop. Like, that's what I hate about the video so much. It's like, you are so much in the wrong where nobody that is around you is agreeing with you. And you have five guys saying, dude, stop. Like, that's how you know when your entourage is telling you to stop, that means you should stop. Because your entourage are usually the yes man in your life.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I thought it was weird, too. Like, I thought he was going to get re-signed because it's football.
Well, he did.
But, like, no, I thought he was going to. I was just surprised the Browns did because they have Chubb.
Actually,
they have running backs. And, like, I understand it's a one-year, $1 million contract. And if you look past the moral implications of it and, you know, paying somebody, you know, after what he did or whatever, I mean, it's a fine contract or whatever. But I just don't understand, like, everything that comes along with it for a position when you already have a really good player there.
And they went through Chubb because they traded Carlos Hyde, too.
Yeah, and they got like a third-round pick for him.
And they made Chubb their workhorse, and he succeeded as that workhorse. So I thought that was the weirdest team to pick him up. I was expecting, like, the Jets. Maybe something along those lines where the Jets even owner just came out and was like, oh, yeah, I'm behind, like, any of our guys kneeling or things like that. So I was like, yeah, maybe that'd be, like, the perfect
team. I thought
the
Redskins were going to sign him.
No, the Redskins, if they sign any running back, that running back's going to get hurt unless you're Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, that's still kind of a weird thing last year.
That was a weird thing. I still remember us laughing at Sam for drafting him.
Yeah, it worked out a little bit. It worked out a little bit.
Seriously, though, I'm still laughing at Sam for that pick.
Well, good. Sourdough Sam, you know.
Sourdough Sam. That may be his new nickname from here
on out.
I'm
going to start calling
him. He better actually change his fantasy team name to Sourdough Sam and have just a 49ers mascot.
He better change his real name to Sourdough Sam.
Sourdough Sam. Yeah. There he comes.
Yeah. You better do it.
Destination draft from Sourdough Sam.
Good. I like it. All right. Well, that's our show for tonight. I guess tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this. We'll be back on next week. We'll do a free agency show. I already have a really great premise for it.
Oh, God.
It's really good.
You know what? Are we going to do, by the way, are we going to do the March Madness? Are we going to talk about a little bit of basketball, like college basketball?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. I think we should.
No, I don't.
Come on,
don't.
Let's talk about some Zion Williamson. You know why? Because Paul George came
Zion,
out.
Man.
He came. Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah,
he came out, though, and Paul George, man, I don't know what happened with my shoes. Nobody's ever said anything about the Paul George 2.5s.
Good.
I can't believe that this happened. I called Nike, and I was like, what's going on? No. The Nike didn't have an answer for
it. It's because he's a mountain.
I know.
That's
all it comes down to. It's like for you to be able to make a shoe for that like human being, that shoe has to evolve at the same time he is evolving on the court.
He's been like this since he was 15. Like he's been 6'8". He's been like 6'8" dunking like this since he was 15.
It's just it's
he's
hard.
Unbelievable.
It's hard. But seriously, Paul George is really concerned about his shoes.
I'm glad. No, we probably won't do that, but we'll be back on next week. We'll do a free agent show as we try to maintain some sort of football in our lives.
Talking about more Cowboys.
Yeah. So anyways, my name is Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Battle Red Radio. And thank you so much, Taylor, for being on tonight.
Hey, man. MTV's Movie Awards, baby.
Yeah. Hit that subscribe button.